Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention with Naturally 7 to just let it be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
You for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday. As we consciously come into communion with the ground of our being, God in us as us. I like to re-emphasize and reiterate. This is not something we do to please God. This is something we do to nourish our souls. This is something we do to nurture our spirit. This is something we do to bring us back into alignment, into awareness of our oneness with the Creator of all that is. It's to remind ourselves of the truth of who we are and whose we are. It's to come back into that remembrance that greater is he, she, it that is in the world and is greater than anything that we can face in the world. So we continue with our series of the 12 things God cannot do. Today we look at the 10th, which is God's church cannot be destroyed. Now people are going to think of God's church as a physical building. It is not. God's church or God's temple is our body. It is that place which houses the Spirit of God and that God dwells. When Jesus said to the people that he will tear down the temple and raise it up in 3 days, they kept thinking he was referring to a physical building, like the temple Solomon had built, which took how many decades. Our physical bodies are the temple and the church of God. And if you go back and trek through history, because I know there are those who say, but the body gets sick and gets aged and it dies. But we're in eternity. And the cells that make us up all originate from the one cell of creation from which all life started. And which continues on. And just like how water takes different shapes and forms, whether it's ice or rain or clouds or mist, our body goes through different expressions. Our teacher said, in my Father's house there are many mansions. There are many ways of expressions and experiencing the Spirit. The Spirit is eternal, and everything that relates to the Spirit may go through phases and changes and transformations and transitions, but it cannot ultimately be destroyed. God is Spirit, the life force, the energy. It cannot die, it cannot dissipate. But those of you that are scientists among us will know you cannot destroy energy. It simply takes one shape or one form. In the olden days, when we look at the Old Testament, let's say, when they referred to the temple of God, and Moses was given the instructions as to how it was to be built, it had three sections. It had the outer section, it had the outer court, the holy place, and the most holy place, or the holy of holies. Now, the outer was where the ordinary people could perhaps just gaze through. And then the holy place were where the priests and Levites were able to go and offer the sacrifices, as that was their level of consciousness at those times. And then there was the part set aside, the holy of holies, which God dwelt, because that's where they kept the ark, and that was their level of belief. But always we like to look deeper at the symbology and what it means. And the outer court can symbolize the body, the holy place where the priest can represent the soul, and the holy of holies we can recognize as symbolizing the Spirit. You see, just as the temple of God in those days was representative of the expression of man, Jesus came to give us a clearer understanding, because his consciousness was so much elevated than those of Moses or those prophets of old that were written about in the Old Testament. And always we have to understand that any religion, no matter how inspired or how uplifting and elevating, was presented at the level of awareness and consciousness of that time. Jesus came and superseded the prophets of old and told us, don't you know that your body is the temple of God and that God dwells in you? God wasn't dwelling in the ark somewhere, but God was dwelling right where we are. And he told us that we would do greater works, meaning that we too would have greater understanding and awareness and consciousness of the Holy of Holies that is right where we are. But just be honest, as we always are, none of us have reached that level of awareness of consciousness. We rock backwards and forwards between trusting and believing and having faith that could move mountains, and then crumbling when things aren't going the way we think. So my sacred text that I want to share with you this morning . The first is from the Old Testament, Leviticus 26:11-12. I will put my dwelling place among you. I will walk among you and be your God, and you will be my people. 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple, and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst? For God's temple is sacred, and you together are that temple. John 2:19. Jesus answered them, destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days. My beloved, this body temple that houses the Holy of Holies is sacred, is divine. and it requires the reverence that you have when you enter into the physical building or a church or a temple or a mosque. That requirement is to be respectful, to revere it. Nobody ever goes into church and carries on disgracefully. And yet, we allow the thoughts and ideas and beliefs that truly are disgraceful to spirit, and thinking or believing that we are unworthy, that we are nothing, that we are incapable. We destroy this body temple with the lack of nutritious and healthy foods or exercise. Our body is that spirit of God. And even though it ages and certain things happen within the organic body, it is ultimately eternal and deserves our respect and our reverence of it, just as we honor and are respectful when we are in temples and churches. My poem today is by Zyanda Mabasa, entitled Jehovah's Temple, Your Body. The temple me, the temple you, the temple us, so we have been told. We are the creation of the holy hands, the hands of our King Jehovah. We shall keep that holiness and maintain purity, to try and live as we were created, sinless. He breathed his holy oxygen into our nostrils, and so that we should keep peace within our souls and love within our hearts. He took his time building our bodies because he knew he's building our temples, temples that shall not fall apart, with the purpose of being worshipped, love, peace, and honor were used as a foundation. Faith and honesty were used to build the body. Worship and selflessness were used for roofing. I love the quote that I shared with you yesterday, that from Russell M. Nelson. It says, your body is your personal temple, created to house your eternal spirit. Your care of that temple is important. Lalia Gifty Aktia says, I am what I am, sacred soul, spirit, and body. Walt Whitman says, if anything is sacred, the human body is sacred. My beloved, the invitation is to honor this body temple that is the temple of God. And one of the things that I am grateful for at these times, that we are finally honoring all expressions of the physical form. We think that in order for the body to be perfect, it should be whole and able, sightseeing and hearing. To the Holy of Holies, every body is a temple, no matter what it looks like or how it is. And so my story is inspired by Nick Santonastato, who is constantly defying the odds. Despite being born with no legs and one arm, Nick is a best-selling author, world-renowned keynote speaker, and a professional model and bodybuilder. When Nick was conceived, he had a 30% chance of surviving birth. Nick was one of 12 people in the world at the time who was born with Hanhart syndrome, a rare genetic disorder which either leaves the babies with undeveloped limbs or undeveloped organs. Fortunately, when Nick was born, the only things that were affected were his limbs. They did a test on his organs and they came out 100% healthy. Nick was self-loathing and thought about ending his life. Fortunately, he was able to find his why through wrestling in high school. He had to amputate part of his arm to be able to wrestle. Nick was not the best wrestler, but he would pack tournaments with spectators. People would approach him with tears of joy and excitement and say how much he inspired them. That was a turning point for Nick and his life. Nick realized he was capable of achieving anything he set his sights on. Nick has continued to aim higher and higher, knowing that every day he lives is considered a medical miracle. He has made cameos on TV shows like The Walking Dead and has become a social media sensation, gaining more than 1 million followers on Vine in less than a year. Most recently, Nick decided to become a competitive bodybuilder, showing he can achieve physical greatness. In 27, he won third place in his first competition at the Iron Bay Classic. Now Nick is sharing his experience with people all over the world. As a keynote speaker and a coach at conferences, professional sports teams, as well as Fortune 500 companies. He's using his challenges to inspire others to push beyond their limiting beliefs and to live a life that has no limits. Nick already helped to inspire giants in the world today, such as Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Ed Milet, and many more. When I found his story and saw pictures of him, I was truly touched and inspired. But it doesn't matter what our body temples look like, God will use it nevertheless. Our science of mind reading is entitled The Sacred Body Temple. The first quote is unknown. When gazing up at the night sky, it is not you that sees the universe, but the universe seeing itself in human form. The second quote from Ernest Holmes. Consciously or unconsciously, we are not only governing our physical bodies, we are also weaving the destiny of our fate, at least temporarily, on the loom of consciousness. The author writes, have you recognized how incredible your physical body is? Have you realized that the body you use to experience this life has been in creation since the beginning of time? It is said that contained within the adult body are roughly 37.2 trillion cells. Each of these cells continues to expand and divide, brought to life by the ever-present life, flowing through all. These cells that empower your body are influenced by your higher self and that which you feed your body food-wise or thought-wise. As we look deeper, we see that our cells are empowered by the atoms within. It is said that the adult body contains roughly 6.5 octillion atoms. That's 26 zeros. These atoms have been in existence since the beginning of time, waiting for your sacred body temple to exist to help provide it with life. Electrons pop in and out of existence, all of which are empowered by Source. The elements contained within the body that help give us this life force were once the essence of the stars in the nighttime sky, carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, sulfur, and phosphorus make up roughly 97% of the elements within each of us. This means your body is truly the extension of the universe, and your essence within that empowers the body is from creation itself. We are the universe. But this doesn't stop with us. Everybody you see, every person you meet is also from this sacred source. Be mindful and cherish this light and ancient ancestry of all. It is one. So my beloveds, if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within. for our reflective, affirmative meditation this morning, which is by Reverend Karen Fry. As always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me." Just the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. As we breathe in the next three deep breaths, be really conscious, aware, that you are breathing in the breath of life itself. We are so unconscious as we breathe in daily, but we can go for days and weeks without food or water, but only for moments without the breath. So let us truly honor this sacred gift we have. Inhale, lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and breathe in the breath of life. Hold. Gently, slowly, breathe. Inhale. For the third and final time, inhale. Reverend Karen invites you to speak this and affirm this prayer to yourself with passion and with definitive knowing that this is the truth. Affirm. In this moment, right here and right now, there is a complete recognition, a deep awareness of the one life, one power, one presence, one love, that which is always, that which unfolds as perfection, moves as its highest potentiality, and is causal as divine purpose. Spirit moves as infinite intelligence, divine right action, and divine right order. Spirit is on purpose all the time as abundance, beauty, creativity, wholeness, peace, boundless love, and much more. As I know that this one life is me, I know that I am the I am. I am an individualized expression, fully orbed as abundance, beauty, creativity, wholeness, infinite intelligence, and boundless love. I live, move, and have my being as this divine expression. I speak the ultimate word for me right here and right now. I confidently declare and claim that I unfold my highest potentiality and purpose. I live in the flow of my passion. Everything that lights me up brings me joy and makes my heart sing from the rooftops. This is the truth and reality of my life right now, as I constantly move in the direction of my passion and purpose. I am fully supported, protected and prospered in limitless ways. As I stake this claim and declare wholeheartedly, I live the life of my passion and purpose. The universal law responds unabashedly. It is in great expectancy and gratitude that I release these words in joy, knowing all of this is so. I say, Ashe, Amen, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as you allow this beautiful, wonderful affirmation to resound within your being. And as we enter into our circle of prayer, you are invited to include, as always, anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. Mother, Father, God, Thou who art the source of all that is, the ultimate reality, the divine and infinite intelligence, the one that is beyond all names, the absolute mystery that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. Thou who art the Alpha and the Omega, that which is eternal and everlasting. This morning, as we consciously come into communion with you, recognize that this body temple that houses your spirit is deserving and worthy of respect and reverence. For it houses you, the Holy of Holies. May we know that in spite of the physical appearance, that it is eternal, for it is of you. The atoms, the cells, the electrons, and everything that makes it is from you, which is eternal. Mother, Father, God, may we treat it and respect it with healthy thoughts and words and beliefs and food and exercise, that we may nurture, nourish, and cherish it as it truly deserves. For it houses your spirit, your life, your presence. May we recognize it in ourselves and in each other, no matter the color, no matter the race, the religion, the culture, the sexual orientation, the able-bodiedness of it all. We are all expressions of you. In a world that seems so fragmented, may we ask that your peace, that your healing, that your life and your love that create it all, touch and bless every individual and every sentient being into the remembrance of this truth. That we may all do our part to create a world that works for everything and everyone. Two-legged, four-legged, winged, finned, hoof. May we respect and cherish all expressions of life. May we respect and cherish you. There is so much that is happening, I cannot list or label all. But for everyone and anyone that is in need of a healing at this time, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, psychological. As I know your spirit is right where they are, I am giving thanks that your spirit does the healing in them, through them, as them. I know that yours is the presence that operates through all those that are doing and operating as doctors and nurses and all those in the caring, healing profession. Mother, Father, God, for the needs of our world, I surrender them all to you. For your infinite grace, your endless mercies, your eternal blessings, we are ever grateful. So it is. So it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm aloud. I open myself to the oneness of all of life. Cross your hand, palms down over your heart and affirm. I radiate love to all who I meet. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words that affirm the quality of life I want. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, and affirm. I'm continuously grateful for all my blessings, seen and unseen. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists and affirm. I let go of any real or perceived shortcomings I may have. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phone for our affirmations and Buddhist reflections. Our affirmation, I embrace the oneness, I share with everyone,
I share with everyone and everything.
Our Buddhist reflections, if anyone has hurt or harmed me,
Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and
I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace.
Contented and at peace.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide
me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy.
May I be happy.
Happy. May I be peaceful.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May I be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
I am human in expression.
I am human in expression.
Divine in creation.
Divine in creation.
Limitless in potentiality.
Limitless in potentiality.
Our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Our rumination for this week, Rumi says, let go of your cup filled with yesterday. Instead, drink the nectar of this moment. Our closing benediction, as we continue with the various interpretations of the Lord's Prayer, this one is from Sherry J. Weinberg. God, heart of the world, revealed through every aspect of creation, understood through our awareness. May we honor the holiness of creation and act accordingly, so that your love is reflected in the way we live. May we always be thankful for the food we eat and the friends we have. May we forgive those who transgress against us and be forgiven for our own. In the freedom of love, may we live as your heartbeat and not be compromised by hesitation. Through our freedom, may your justice be seen and heard and experienced forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
And my closing song is one of my favorites. It sometimes is on auto replay. It's by We the Kingdom, and it's entitled God is on the Throne. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Think about it, yeah. Why should I worry? Why should I feel?
Beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and happy Sunday and a bank holiday, and I look forward to joining you next week for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.